Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman.
Strange visitor
from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order. Champion of equal rights. Valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice, who today wages a battle to the death with a pair of savage prehistoric monsters. We'll join him in a moment. But first, Dan McCullough with some important news.
Say, talk about big moments, gang. Think how thrilled you're going to be one of these days when you've completed your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Boy, you'll really feel like strutting around when you have all 18 buttons pinned on your jacket or dress or cap for everybody to see. And that won't be the end of your fun either. No, sir, there'll be lots more when I bring you some mighty exciting news. You see, these Pep comic buttons have made a real hit with fellows and girls in the gang, and no wonder. Why, just that Superman button itself would be an exciting prize. He looks so powerful in his bright blue jersey and brilliant red cape, and there's Smiling Jack and Winnie Winkle, 18 different buttons in all, each one a real eye-catcher. You want to be on that fun, too, when your friends are exchanging duplicates. So, hop to it, gang. Better remind Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Because that's the only way you can get these exclusive prizes. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere, but there's a snappy-looking comic button, a prize for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman. When first Poco and then Professor Twiddle disappeared on the moon, Superman was convinced they had been spirited away by the moon dwellers. Curious little creatures who appeared to be half-human and half-monkey. Accompanied by Jimmy Olsen, Superman followed a dark, winding tunnel far beneath the moon's surface and eventually reached the underground city of the moon dwellers, an amazing region of dwarfed red trees which gave off a curious light, beneath which were little wigwam-like huts made of hard-packed meteoric dust. A deep, water-filled moat or ditch surrounded the city, and as Superman and Jimmy approached it, two huge, shaggy creatures resembling prehistoric monsters loomed up before them. They were fully 10 feet tall, with long necks and snake-like heads, from which curling, razor-sharp tusks protruded. Sighting our friends, the monsters roared and charged. As we continue now, Superman stands in front of the terrified Jimmy, battling the ferocious creatures of another world. Listen.
All right. You first, big boy. This haymaker ought to slow you down.
Look at that.
Thank you, my team.
All right, I'll just
pick you up by your horns like this. Oh. Up with him, and now to smack him down. I ought to hold him a while. Well, I take care of this chap.
Look out, Superman.
All right, then. All right, you overgrown cow. Let's see if a bit of choking will tame you down.
Look out, he's going to claw you.
Let him claw. Now.
You finished him. Oh, boy, you finished him.
Yeah. Here comes the other one back for a second round. Keep out of the way, Jim. You want to wrestle, eh? Okay. There, I got you.
Not
today, he isn't. I can just get my hands on his
back.
There. Ah, twist it into a
wrestle. Let him get you down.
I won't.
No. You're getting him, Superman. You're getting him.
I can just... Oh, no, you don't. That's the end of it. Well, that was as tough a fight as I've ever had, Jim. Here, what's the matter with you?
I'm a little weak from the knees.
Oh, relax, it's all over.
I thought it was all over, with us.
Oh.
Jeepers, look how big they are.
Yes.
They must each weigh a ton.
I'd say about 2 tons. Well, now we can... Uh-oh, look, Jim, we're getting company.
More monsters?
Oh, hardly. Look, crossing the moat in that hollowed log. There, he just landed on this side.
What? Professor Twiddle.
In person.
Oh, you were right. He was with the moon dweller. Hey, Professor.
This is a tremendous occasion.
Yeah, I'll say it is. I thought we were dead ducks, but Superman gave these 2 months for business.
Business? Don't talk to me about business. Not now, young man.
Alternity cleaners for your satisfaction. 941-4322. Begin 90.
Magnificent. Are you kidding?
Never mind them now, Professor. Tell me, is Poco here?
Poco? What about Poco?
Is he in the moon dweller city?
Poco!
Will you just look at them? They have the bodies and tusks of the prehistoric mastodon.
Professor.
But their long necks belong definitely to the Titanotherium and their reptilian heads to the Tyrannosaurus.
Here we go again.
Professor, listen to me. Is Poco here?
Poco? Oh, you mean His Majesty?
No, we don't. We mean Poco.
I know, but I'm much too busy to discuss His Majesty now.
Now, look.
He's lost his mind.
I must make careful notes of these amazing prehistoric creatures. I simply must.
Professor.
This is the most amazing zoological discovery in hundreds of years. Think of it. Not one creature, but...
Professor!
And I have discovered them. I, Timothy Keith Whittle. A-B-M-A-P-H-D.
I give up.
Well, there's only one way to handle this. Up over my head with you, Professor.
He's touched my beard. What am I doing up here? Set me down. Set me down at once, I say. I must find my notebook.
Not until you answer my question. Is Poco in the Moon Dweller City?
Of course he is.
He is.
Where in the city? I can't see through the meteoric dust.
Well, you should have said that before. King Poco.
King what? Poco?
Yes, of course. Poco's a king now, you know. But between you and me, he's letting it go to his head.
I told you he was off his nerve.
Now, if you'll just let me down and help me look for my notebook.
Never mind the notebook. Under this arm with you.
Yes.
You get under this arm, Jim.
Okay.
Set me down. Set me down, I say. I must examine these amazing creatures.
I want you to show me where Poco is. Up and over that moat. Away!
We're flying! Bless my beard!
Ah, there's Poco. Down to that hut. Down!
Oh, I'll be a sardine. Look at Poco with a crown of leaves and flowers on his head.
Well, he seems to have come up in the world.
Up? You mean down. We're under the surface of the moon, you know.
Oh, James, my friend, and Superman. Welcome to King Poco's plane.
Oh, gosh, what happened to you, Poco? We've been looking all over for you.
And what's that crown on your head?
I told you. This fat little fool considers himself a king.
And I am a king. As of yesterday, I became monarch of all I surveyed.
Huh?
What do you mean, Poco?
Oh, my little friends thought I was pretty and made me king of their underground city.
Well, what friends?
The moon dwellers, of course. That's my dear. Who else?
You mean they didn't kidnap you out of the rocket?
Why, yes, of course. But can't you see? They did it to make me royalty. Out of a clear blue sky had burst. Look at me. King Poco the First.
What, King Poco? Wait till Mr. White hears this.
I suppose they brought Professor Twiddle down here to make him your Lord Chamberlain, eh?
Tush, I'm much too busy to hold up.
Kinsey brought him to me for company.
And it's given me a wonderful opportunity to study the little creatures. They're really very intelligent, you know. I've even begun to understand them.
Wait, you mean you can understand their chuck-chuck talk?
Well, some of it, and their pantomime. It's very primitive, of course. If only I could find my notebook. Hasn't anyone seen...
Where are your subjects, Poco?
They're all around, under the ground.
Oh, don't they live in these little huts?
I guess, but when the monsters thunder, they all get scared and burrow under.
Oh, are there any more of them around here, Professor?
No, young man.
Oh, boy, that's a relief.
These two, who lived on the other side of the moat, were all that remained of the species. And wasn't it clever of the moon dwellers to build their city here? They were protected from the creatures by the moat, you see, and the creatures protected them from any enemies who might approach through the tunnel.
But how could the moon dwellers get into their city?
There's another secret tunnel that branches off from the main one and comes into the city on this side of the moat.
Oh.
Well, we talked enough. Now, please have seats. My subjects will bring after eats.
Eats? Did you say eats, Poco?
Oh, watch this, Jim, and Superman. Beat this for service if you can.
Hey, what's that noise?
The moon dwellers pouring up from under the surface. See their long corkscrew noses?
Oh, yeah. But where's the food?
A patience, Jim. In a moment or two. Well, here they are with food and drink.
Hey, he's right. Look, Jim. The little moon dwellers are bringing in the bacon.
Bacon? Oh, no. They have no meat down here. The flowers are very good.
Flowers?
Yes, and small nuts and berries.
What do you mean? We're supposed to eat flowers?
Well, you wanted to in the tunnel, Jim, remember?
Well, yeah.
I tried them, Jim. They may look tasty, but upon my word, they're very tasty.
Hey. Go ahead, Jim. They taste something like bananas.
Oh, all right. I'm so hungry, I could eat anything. Hey, they are good.
Are they?
Well, let me add them.
Hey, the moon dwellers seem pleased. You like their food. Hey, they're mighty cute little chaps.
They saved my life.
Oh, you like that, too. It comes out of a tree. And it tastes something like milk and something like tea.
No kidding. Well, try it. Hey, what's that?
The other moon dweller just came out of a secret tunnel. I'm excited.
Look, all the others are running to meet them.
Yes,
right. The two who just came in have bad news.
I wonder what happened. Look, they're all gathering around Poco.
Yes. Trying to tell him something.
Bless my beard. They appear to have very bad news.
Clamoring in great excitement, the moon creatures gather around Poco like chicks around a mother hen. What has happened? We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, gang, if you happen to see Mom while she's making out her weekend shopping list, how's about reminding her to get you some more Kellogg's Pep? Because you'll want big bowls full of that sunny golden toasted cereal for breakfast over the weekend. It tastes a doggone swell. It's so crispy fresh. And you can use the extra vitamins you get in each serving of Pep. your daily minimum need of that sunshine vitamin D that helps you build strong bones and teeth, plus more than twice as much vitamin B1, an energy vitamin, as sun-ripened whole wheat. And here's something else you get when you eat lots of Kellogg's Pep. Prizes! Yes, sir. Those exciting, bright-colored comic buttons all the gang's collecting these days. Chances are you're getting close to having all 18 buttons in the series. And you want to round out your collection as soon as you can before I bring you some mighty big news. These buttons are so doggone snappy looking that, well, all the gang's working mighty hard on their collections. And you know the best part is, these comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep, there's a prize exclusively for you. Just remind Mom to get P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
There is great excitement in the Moon Dweller's city beneath the surface of the moon. Dozens of the curious little creatures are gathered around Poco and Professor Twiddle, chattering fearfully as Superman and Jimmy Olsen look on. Now, the bearded professor, who said he could understand the Moon Dwellers, leaves their circle and approaches Superman and Jimmy.
Well, Professor, did you find out what's wrong?
Yes, Superman, yes. Bless my beard. This is terrible, simply terrible.
What
is? We're lost. We're all lost, you hear me? We're lost.
What do you mean? What's happened?
The ants.
The what?
The ants. They're coming.
Ants? What are you talking about?
The great red ants. Millions, millions of them. They're on their way here through the tunnel.
Uh-oh.
Well, what's that to get excited about?
What's that? What's that, you ask? My dear young man, nothing can live in the path of those ants. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Millions of great red ants on their way to the underground city of the moon. No wonder even Superman pales. Fellows and girls, Monday's episode is one of the most exciting you've ever heard. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, and thrill to the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC publication. Want to hear a scoop? A big scoop of Kellogg news? Well, listen to this. Kellogg's Variety is back. Yes, Kellogg's have scooped six of their most famous cereals into this grand variety carton. One carton containing 10 separate generous-sized packages. So now it's easier for Mom. She just gets Kellogg's Variety, and everybody at the breakfast table can eat his favorite cereal fresh from its own box. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Ask Mom right away to get Kellogg's Variety. It's swell, no fooling. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.